This comes from Suzanne, who is in St. Pete. She says, "Dear Freak Show, I recently had an experience that I guess puts me in the minority, and so I felt I should share it with your confessions. I've always been a shy, studious person without much of a social life, and I went out for a couple of drinks with one of my girlfriends in downtown St. Pete, and who's always asking me, and I always say no because studies are more important. Well, I was out there for about an hour, and we were approached by this really good-looking boy while my girl was in the restroom. We all talked for about 30 minutes. When my friend got back, we continued talking, and it was just really a good time. She decided she was ready to go, but I did something that I never would do, and I stayed with my new friend. Now, that's not something that I do because I'm not really on that daring side, but this was new ground, right? It was so freaking exciting to meet somebody who I didn't have a relationship with because I've always been a relationship kind of person. So casually meeting folks is not something that I do. Well, it turned because after spending that time and having a great moment, he invites me to his house. This jarred me into reality. He asked me back to his place, obviously, because he was interested in me and wanted us to go further. I don't understand the 0 to 100 mentality and how we went from having a great first meeting where I was so impressed with this person, and now it's time to do the most intimate thing ever in my mind, at least to me. I, of course, said no, and his attitude completely changed. It wasn't bad or mean or anything, but his energy was just different. Now, we exchanged numbers, and it's been 2 weeks, and I haven't heard from him. My girl that took me out with her said I was absolutely crazy because he was so hot, but I just don't understand if I'm supposed to be out here in this single world, if that's the expectation. I listen to your show and I hear people write all the time about their different offerings and things that they do in their lives, and I always enjoy it because it's so far removed from mine. But to have it presented to me, of course I'm going to say no because I can't give myself away to somebody like that. Am I on an island by myself because I really feel like the nerd in the corner when I'm in a situation like this? And I wanted to confess that I guess I'm in the minority. Hey, freaks, excuse me, but am I too proper?
This is what happens when you finally get your nose out of a book and start living in the real world. Like, this is the
Don't say that's the real world.
I mean, it is.
Guys trying to always hook up.
A guy trying to meet you at the bar, trying to take you home.
But I'm saying, if we tell everybody that's the real world, like, this is somebody who, we got listeners who are out here, like, the other day talking about, ooh, yeah, do it with another person and your husband is in the room and blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, that, and everybody wrote and said, that's the norm. Mm-hmm. If we got a good girl who listens to the show, who's like, I hear that and that's nice, but I'm still a person who wants to meet you and be good. Like, we can't make that person
the
weirdo.
We should applaud this, though. We should applaud that somebody doesn't actually want to go home right after meeting somebody for a half hour.
You're trying to get her married up.
I applaud the fact that she didn't do it, but the fact that she is so oblivious to this is how people actually talk to each other.
Well, it's heartbreaking because she thought she had a connection with him. That's where it comes off. She felt like, okay, maybe we could go out on a date. Maybe this could turn into something else. Maybe. I can't wait till the second time we meet. And boom, he just wants to take her home because he wants to get some. Sometimes that is a little heartbreaking.
Now there are people who are listening to us right now who are like, yo, like Davi, that's the world that's out there. The dating world, in the singles bars, there's dudes out there on a search and conquer kind of thing.
It's a fast pace.
And then there are people out there who are listening who are like, look, girlfriend, here's blah, blah, blah. So I, you know what I think? I mean, because we don't got too many good girls who listen to this show. So if we got an opportunity for this confession for everybody who texts or call to give her some advice or an opinion, or, hey, girlfriend, here's what you do. Or, hey, girl, you need to take that chastity belt off. Whatever it is that you want to share with Suzanne, 888-429-0941.
At the same time, there's still women that if you don't get approached like that and somebody's trying to put the move on you and take you home, they're going to be like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing?
How you doing, Annie?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You are single?
I am single. And first time caller for the morning.
Hey, first time caller.
Next to your name says single with standards. Go ahead, Annie.
Okay. Okay, so I get where she's coming from. I get the new age and time. I've been majority single than in a relationship. And so I get the whole dating scene, and I get where people do approach you and, hey, they want to do what they want to do right now. But at the same time, I still have my standards. If I did that with every guy who approached me that way, then what? Am I considered a hoe? You know what I mean? And so I don't feel like she's not doing it. And it may be new for her coming out here doing the dating scene. You feel comfortable. You need to be as comfortable as you need to be. Mm. You don't know this person. You're going into his house. You don't know who he is. And so I feel like you have to wait.
Yeah.
The time is right.
So there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, nothing wrong with it at all. I appreciate that.
Nothing wrong.
You're doing it as well. You get what I'm saying? But I feel like if you're not that type of person, you shouldn't change yourself for someone else.
Right. Absolutely. All right, homie, out that feet to Jesus if you ain't ready to dance on the ceiling.
Come on. Enjoy your show. I love you guys.
Hey, we love you back, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Hey, you too. All right, let's see. Allie is on the phone. Hey, Allie, you just moved here?
Yes.
Where'd you move from?
I just moved here from Texas.
Okay. Oh, All right. Now, what do you have to say to Suzanne?
Okay, so I believe she's doing the right thing because, like the person on the phone just said, if you lower your standards, then, I mean, that's you that got to deal with that. So you can't just let a man come up and make you feel some type of way. Now, it do be hard because I've been out since I've been here, and every guy I talk to wants the same thing, and it's like, oh, you're so thick, and da-da-da, you're so pretty, and all.
Oh, they looking at you hard, ain't they?
But if I let every guy do that, like she said, what are you going to look at me as? So, like, nah, because if I do that with everybody, then I just be nasty. So, like, I got to see what else we can offer to each other versus, I mean, I can get that from anybody. So,
are you thick, though, for real?
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Because everything bigger in Texas, so, like.
Hey, I'm originally from the Shelby State, so.
Right, I like that thing. Go ahead, Allie.
Welcome to Tampa.
Welcome to Tampa, thick Allie.
I think she's doing good, you know, like, so pray about it and keep trying.
I hear you. All right, I appreciate it, sweetie. Thank you. And shout out to the dudes out there that's trying to do it right. I know a lot of y'all out there trying to, you know, get what you get and everything, but there are good guys, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't get through on the phone line. They don't get through on the phone line.
They're too late.
Yeah, but they got stuff to do. They got other priorities.
Is it normal for a guy to at least try a little bit?
You got
to
try.
You know what? In this day and age, it is, and that's probably the sad part. Okay. Just because, I mean, and it ain't because, you know, everybody's like, well, you got daughters. It's like, yeah, you do, and you change your mentality about things when you see people growing up. I got friends who got daughters and stuff, so I see how they deal with them because theirs a little older. But, I mean, it's still just the fact of you. Like, I like the way those two ladies said, if I gave it to everybody. Because if you took it away from a relationship, because we seem to be loose with relationships, put it, like, on a car. If you let everybody borrow your car, everybody who come by and say, hey, I need to borrow your car, and you just give it to them, all them miles, all that wear and tear that's on your car, when you get your car back, your car is lesser than what it was. And then you letting everybody borrow it. So it's devaluing itself so fast.
Yeah, and everybody's seen it.
Everybody's seen it all over. The fingerprints all over and everything. Yeah. Now your car is just janky.
Is that a scratch?
Yeah. Somebody scratched my car.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.